So let's just have a conversation for a minute. I'm looking at a burn down chart. I'm having a conversation here. The burn down chart in and the value of that burn down chart for the team is not just to measure points, hours, anything like that. Let's not misunderstand that. This burn down chart can give us a lot of information as far as a metric is concerned, but it can also give us great talking points. And this is what I want to use the tool for today in this episode. So the Agile burn down chart tracks how much work is left on a sprint or a project or whatever, and how much time the team needs to complete that work, right? So you guys have seen it. So without looking at this chart, I'm going to just paint you a picture, and I'm going to have a conversation, Scrum Master and Product Owner, all right? So for those of you who are just kind of following this along, let me set the stage for you. I'm looking at a burn down chart that has some spikes, it has some drop offs, and towards the end of the sprint there's a drop off after the sprint ends, okay? And so you'll see kind of this staggered line and spikes, and there's not much of a trend line going down kind of until towards the end of the sprint there's a drop off, and then we ultimately fall off like on Monday, right? Or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. But I had this conversation with a team that I was coaching the other day, and I felt like it was a great conversation and thought it would be one worth putting into an episode here. So welcome into Planet Product Owner, episode just on a conversation around the burn down chart. And again, it doesn't have to be just about the metrics. This is a great conversation tool. So here we go. Product owner looks at the burn down chart and says, hey, I got a question, Scrum Master. The start of the sprint right here, we started with this body of work, but then we immediately on that first day added work to the sprint. And Scrum Master says, yeah, okay. Product owner's like, hey, wait a minute. Why did they add work to the sprint? Why did we add work to the sprint on the first day? And the Scrum Master says, well, because the team learned about something that they needed to understand a little bit better. I said, okay, great. Well, I buy that. Well, we didn't get anything done that whole day, right? Nothing fell off, nothing dropped off. And then I see kind of these, few of these things kind of dropping off, and we're getting down to our trend line right around day two. Scrum Master says, yeah, they were making some pretty good progress there. And then the product owner says, and then there's this flat line for a minute, and we go into day three, and it looks like they added not just one piece of work, but a second piece of work right on top of that too. And he says, I need to understand why. Why are they adding work in this line? Why does this line spike and jump up like this? And the Scrum Master says, look, he says, you know, I'm seeing a little bit of a trend here with you, product owner. He says, you don't understand that the team sometimes have to add work to their sprint. I mean, it is their sprint backlog. It's not yours. And the product owner's like, what do you mean it's not mine? You know, I control everything. I control the work that they're doing. I prioritize it. And why didn't we get this story done before that story? He says, no, you're misunderstanding. He says, this team is operating on a sprint goal. He says, what we're trying to do is hit the sprint goal, and sometimes we have to plan and adjust the work that's needed to be done to execute on that sprint goal. The product owner's like, okay, well, I kind of understand that maybe we missed something, right? And so he says, maybe we missed something, or maybe they just learned something new, right? And that's okay. They can do that. And so another day passes. He drops off a couple of tasks or a couple of items, right? And then we've got another spike. It drops off really quick, and then another spike. And then a flat line, and then another spike, and a long flat line. And the product owner's getting frustrated at this point. He's like, wait a minute. Look, enough with all of this already. He says, I don't understand these spikes and these things. And the Scrum Master's like, well, look, let's go back to the next day, and you'll see where they dropped them off, right? And he says, yeah, they dropped off just to add something else. And the Scrum Master's like, I'm seeing kind of a trend here, too. He's like, why are we flatlining, adding work, getting that done, and then we're flatlining again, we're adding work, and then we're getting that done? Well, so the question becomes, why are we in that position? Well, we're in that position for a couple of different reasons. Maybe. It's like, look, do you remember we had a work session back on Wednesday, of the second Wednesday of our sprint? It's like, yeah, I remember that. He said, and the team was asking you questions about what needed to happen in order to make this widget work, right? He's like, yeah, I remember that. He says, well, he says that was directly related to this spike. He said in the chart, right? This is why they added work to the sprint. He said because the requirement or the ask or what it was you were asking them to do wasn't very clear. They needed some more clarity on it. And then they realized they needed to go out and get some, other access to something else, and they needed to implement a little bit of a different strategy to make this thing work. He says, so you're saying that, I wasn't very clear on what I was asking for. He said, well, he said the clarity of the ask was probably okay, but the clarity from the team on how they were going to execute on it probably wasn't in the very beginning. He says, this is a disastrous sprint, right? And the product owner's like, I mean, we didn't get anything done until the day after the sprint or whatever. Well, Scrum Master goes back and says, hey, listen, I don't think this is a disastrous sprint. Let's keep moving forward, right? So we see a small bump, and then we're done adding work. There's no more spikes to the sprint. Now we've got this staggered drop off towards the end of the last week of this 2 week sprint. We're staggering these lines down. It's going down, but we didn't get all of the work finished. The product owner's like, look, we didn't get all this work finished because we added stuff to the sprint. Scrum Master's like, dude, are you crazy? That's not why we added work to the sprint. That's not why we didn't get it done. We didn't get it done because we added work to the sprint. We didn't get it done because we weren't real clear on what you were asking us to do. And so finally, we're getting to the root of the conversation, right? And he says, what's up with this whole thing about dropping off this work, but we still looks like we rolled over two items to the next sprint because it didn't go all the way down to the trend line here on Monday. Scrum Master's like, listen, he says, it was Friday afternoon. It was late, and these guys were still working on things. They came in on Monday morning and they finished the stuff up, right? So there's a lot of different things going on with this process. There's a lot of things going on with this conversation. And while we got some opportunities to solve some things, we've also got the opportunity to clarify some things as well, right? Because the perception from the product owner standpoint, when they see this burn down chart not completed and they see spikes and they see things like that, they begin to question or trust really the dev team that they know what they're doing. But when the dev team has to add spikes to this thing and they're adding work to the sprint, then they're kind of questioning themselves too, or questioning the product owner rather too. It's like, hey, look, this product owner's really got to get on top of things. We've got to be more clear up front. And then finally, the third thing is that when we go to this burn down chart and we see all of these tasks or items, work items drop off the following Monday, but we're on a 2 week sprint, then what's happening with our process here? Are we waiting until Monday because we didn't do our sprint demo on Friday to close the sprint out with a proper sprint retrospective? Did somebody just get lazy in the system and not click the button, right, to mark it done? So who's here to hold each other accountable to that kind of thing, right? And that's some of the conversation that we have to have. And that's how you can use the burn down chart as a great conversational piece. A few things that I see out of this team and what I saw out of this team while I was coaching them was at first there was more clarity that was needed up front and shared understanding. And that's why I take you back to that sprint planning episode that I just did. It's probably the single most important event for the product owner. Sprint planning is the input to the sprint. Okay, that's the input to the sprint. It lays out the work for the sprint. And if you're not clear in sprint planning on what it is you're asking the team to do, and you're not giving them time to process that and to get an execution plan together, then you're probably going to see a result like this in this burn down chart. So it's not just enough to make sure that the sprint planning event is important. It's important for you product owners to make sure that you're taking time to thoughtfully think through what it is that needs to be done. What are you asking for? And describe it in behaviors, man. Stop doing all these requirements and these lengthy quantitative like user stories and stuff like that. Let's talk about behaviors and outcomes. That's the most important thing that we can do. The next thing that I coached this team on was their actual processes. Like they're not closing out the sprint. They're not executing on a cadence that's expected, right? So if you don't have a predictable cadence, then you don't have predictable metrics. So what's happening on this one with this team was that they, in fact, were not doing a sprint demo on the last day of the sprint, which is what I recommend. They weren't doing a retro immediately following that. And they were also including into the trouble there is that they had developers who weren't like marking their work done until the next day that they come in, the next business day, to actually start the next sprint planning session, right? And so it was all just kind of a mess. And so when I'm looking at that, I'm like, okay, so we see several different things that we can fix, right? And part of that is process and operations of your team. Part of that is holding each other accountable as professionals, which is what the Scrum Guide says, to make sure that you're doing what you need to be doing to advance to the sprint goal, right? And a lot of that was too contributed to the fact that the product owner just wasn't providing enough clarity on the ask and wasn't doing kind of their due diligence, and they had a dirty front porch. And y'all know how I feel about the dirty front porches. You got to keep that front porch clean, because if you give somebody the opportunity to put some blame somewhere, they're going to always come back to you, product owner. You're the one. They're going to throw you under the bus real quick. So when we think about these charts, when we think about these metrics, when we think about anything really that we're working around, any of the artifacts, they're all conversational pieces. And I don't think of a burndown chart necessarily as an artifact and what we're doing. I think about it as a tool. Right? It's a tool to see what kind of performance we're getting. But more importantly, if forget about the metrics for a minute, right? And kind of focusing and hyper-focusing on the metrics. If we change our thinking pattern to making sure that we're using it as a conversational tool, then we're able to get down to the root of a lot more problems that we might be uncovering there as we talk through it, because that conversation between the Scrum Master and product owner is really important. So I hope you're able to use that burndown chart as a conversational tool. So this was a quick, short episode today. I'm listening to some of your feedback. You guys want me to shorten the content down a little bit more. And by the way, I am refactoring this podcast. I'm getting back to the old Scott, and I'm just going to tell a bunch of stories coming soon. So tell your friends, it's going to be a lot of fun. I got several stories in the hopper here. I'm going to conclude this events and ceremonies topics that I've been covering, because I think I've already covered them all in previous episodes or in recent episodes, either way. So this marks the beginning of a new journey for us together, friends. So I hope you enjoyed this quicker episode. And please send me some feedback at scott@plantproductowner.org. Until next time, have a safe and fun lean journey, my friends.